My name is Tosh Hall. I am the Global Chief Creative Officer at JKR. Apparently, I am untalented because I am at untalented, at Canva, and unknown here at Cannes.
Tosh, yes. What do you do? Explain it like you were talking to a 10-year-old.
I could explain it to a 10-year-old or like I've explained to my parents. I don't do advertising. Of course, 10-year-olds would wonder what is advertising. What I like to tell people is I use my brain and my pencil to think of ideas that sometimes clients buy.
Do clients ever buy your pencil-drawn ideas?
Absolutely, every day.
What has helped you accelerate your career?
Being in the subway at the right time. My very first job in New York, I was in the subway with the guy who hired me for my first job, having reviewed my book 3 months earlier and not given me a job because there were no jobs. Because I moved to New York September 1st, 2001. It's a tough time to go to New York. And I had a job interview with a great guy called Phil Lee. And he said, you know, keep in touch. And I never did. And then when I got fired from my other job, that was not my dream job, I was on the subway platform. And then I was on the subway train, on the 6th train, which is a very crowded train. And who's on the train but Phil? So yeah, be in the right place at the right time.
How much does the highest earner in your industry earn?
It's unlimited. It's an amazing idea that using your mind and your pencils, you can make a living. I mean, I started out wanting to draw, but I didn't think I could get a job in drawing. Commercial art is an idea. And I thought, well, that's interesting. But yeah, there's no limit to the value of the work you can create.
You might have heard this one, New York or London?
It's a tough one. I started my career in London. I have a lot of time for London, but I really think I'm a New Yorker. So New York.
What is your favorite thing about New York then?
The energy. I mean, everyone says the same thing. London I love because it's a village. It's a town of villages. You're in a beautiful place. Like our office used to be in Camden, and I would hang out a lot in Camden and Primrose Hill. You have our local pubs. You know, you have your like that little area of London I got very familiar with, and it feels like a village. And I have family in England, and I spend a lot of time in London, and it feels small, even though it's a giant city. New York City, on the other hand, is a giant city that's compressed into Manhattan. Of course, there's boroughs, but it still feels like a neighborhood, but it is the thickness of the people and the energy. And I remember I lived in California for a while, and every time I would land in New York, I felt like I was home. It just feels, when you're on the street, it feels like home.
Next question, type or color?
Type.
One design hill you'll die on?
I don't know if there's a design hill to die on. I think there's a right thing to do for clients to die on. Like one of our most famous pieces of work, we got fired twice for it, and we kept putting it back to them every single time,
yeah.
And it's what went forward. So I think you die on what's right. Not necessarily a design thing or a tool or a trend, or it's the right answer. It's like once you know you got it, then you got to hold on to it. And there's really no other option. That's my best trait is my worst enemy, singularity. It's like the first thing is the best idea. The second thing is the worst. Once you get that one thing, you got to hang on to it.
How do you build creative cultures that last?
It's good to have a shared philosophy. Think of creative cultures or agencies as religion. Think of them as a cult, as an idea, something you can rally around.
What is the biggest myth in branding that no one's brave enough to kill?
A logo won't solve your problems. We just want to pitch. We love winning pitches. I wish I could have told them the truth. Was that no matter what we do, it's not going to fix your problem. Because your problem is over here, and you're asking us about this. We want to get to the place where they don't know the answer, they know the problem, and the solution could be anywhere out there. What is frustrating sometimes when clients come and they say, our solution will fix our problem, and we need you to do this thing, whatever it is. But yeah, a logo and a visual identity will not solve sometimes your biggest business challenges.
When do you know a brand is playing scared?
I think since social media and design criticism online and the speed at which people can criticize things, I think brands have been running scared. I remember the Tropicana rebrand, and I called my boss and ex-boss in New York, and I said, what's going to happen? And he's like, incremental change for the next decade. Everyone is going to be so scared, and every meeting you're going to be in is how do you not make that a Tropicana?
Yeah.
And so for 10 years, I was in meetings about, is this going to be a Tropicana? I think brands are running scared because the risk of making anything other than incremental change is so steep, and they're afraid of the audience's reaction to unfamiliar.
What does real creative bravery look like today?
Real creative bravery is going with agencies or creative people without an RFP. Real creative bravery is going to them and asking them to use their big brains and their pencils to solve your business problems, bringing them to the table as equals. And some of our clients do that, and it's great.
What is the weirdest or most unhinged thing you've asked ChatGPT?
I used ChatGPT for the first time in preparing for Lisa and I's D&AD talk, and I asked it the future of design, and it said that by 2026, AI will have taken over design, will nominate itself to be the president of D&AD, will win all the black pencils, and will take all of our jobs. It was terrifying.
What is your life slogan?
I steal it from the state of New Hampshire, live free or die.